Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast, heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at this same time. And I would like to continue, with the Lord's help, perhaps conclude some thoughts that we've been sharing on the New Covenant. And the epistles give us the specific terms of our new covenant. And the Ephesian epistle is just so rich in the wonderful things that God has done for His people. And we really need revelation in three areas as we look at the verbiage of the words that God gave Paul, an understanding of the hope of our calling, the riches of the glory of His inheritance, as well as the exceeding greatness of His power. Now, what does Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 6 say? And hath raised us up together and made us sit. There's real deliberation there. Made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Note that, in Christ Jesus, in heavenly places. And beloved, nothing supersedes the Word of God. That's why it's so important as we go through our day-to-day life to measure any inclination or any thought we have by the Word of God. We're to bring every captivity, every thought into captivity under to the obedience of Christ, to what the Word says. And if the devil is telling you, you're defeated, you're no good, you're never going to make it, those are all lies. We need to determine the source of the information that we, of our thought, for example. I can walk in victory. That's a godly thought. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And you know what? The loudest voice isn't necessarily right. Let me give you some examples of the devil's voice. I'm not going to have enough money. I'm not going to be healed. Nobody likes me. I'm going to lose this battle. Let me ask you, is that the voice of God speaking to you? No. He said, it is finished on the cross. He completed the work that God, His Father, gave Him to do, which has given us the power, that same authority that He secured for us is given to us that we can be victorious over all the work of the enemy. This is what is declared in the Word of God. And so, beloved, we need to understand that nothing, no prophetic word, no revelation, no speaking of a voice in our mind or what we feel might be of God. Beloved, we need to abide counsel. I know when I was a very young in the Lord, I had people around me and they were just, oh, God was telling him this and God was telling him that. And I thought, Lord, why don't you speak to me? But God was, He worked very preciously with me. He put me in a ministry, Unveil Christ Ministries, and it wasn't until years later, Brother Glass and I actually married, but Brother Glass was a very sound, mature, wise man of God, and he moved powerfully in the gifts of God. Yet, he would continually emphasize nothing supersedes God's Word. And I don't care what revelation or what, you know, understanding you have, if it doesn't line up with the Word of God, then it's not from Him. And so we need to determine that the thoughts we think, the actions we allow ourselves to be involved in, totally line up with the Word of God. Now, in the 17th chapter of John, we see the prayer of the new covenant. These are the things that Jesus prayed. And there are four things, beloved, that we should be able to say on that day when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ. These are the things that Jesus accomplished. These are the very words of Jesus. He said, I have glorified the Father on earth. I have finished the work. I have manifested the Father's name. I have given my Father's words to my disciples. Beloved, he glorified the Father on earth. What glorifies the Father? Well, doing the things that Jesus did. The Spirit of the Lord was on him to set the captive free, to bear much fruit. Jesus fed and ministered to the multitudes. He healed and delivered those who were bound by the evil one. We may not minister to multitudes, but whoever God has placed in our life, we are all able ministers of the new covenant. We should have good news to share with those that God brings into our lives and into our environment, that we can make a difference. Jesus also finished the work. Remember on Calvary, he said, it is finished. And we'll only be judged by God, what God wants us to do. It's not the same for every person. You know, you may never be, or I may never be a Billy Graham leading multitudes to salvation, but we can be faithful to what God has called us to do. And, you know, the Holy Spirit will place on your heart those things that he wants you to do. It's not a prophet's place to tell you what to do. We're, you know, and also we're just not to sit around doing nothing. The Holy Spirit will speak to you, and he reserves that right. You see, we're in a different covenant. They needed prophets to tell them the will of the Lord, you know, under the old covenant. But in today's dispensation, the new covenant, the Holy Spirit reserves the right to speak to us. And of course, he will, out of the mouth of two or three out of the mouth of two or three shall every word be established. He will confirm, he'll encourage, he'll comfort, he'll edify. That's the purpose of the prophetic word. So he glorified the Father, he finished the work, and he manifested the Father's name. Jesus did that to his disciples at every opportunity he could. And he gave the Father's words to his disciples. So we need to tell others what the Bible says, not what we think. You know, I guess you've probably discovered that you can't tell people what to do. In John, the 17th chapter, verse 20, Jesus prayed. He prayed for us right now, living at this hour. He said, neither pray I for these alone, his immediate 12 disciples, but for them. Actually, they were 11. Judas at that point had abandoned ship. But for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Verse 22 says, and the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. Why is the glory given? Well, Jesus just expressed it, that they could be one. It's given for unity. We should flow together, walk together so much better than we do. You know, it doesn't matter if someone's not spirit-filled. As long as they believe in Jesus, if the Spirit of God has caused their spirit to be born again, that's what matters. We need to focus on how good Jesus is, what he's done. We need to demonstrate his glory. Jesus loves sinners. Shouldn't we love them? And so, beloved, if you're not flowing in love, your faith will be hindered. Love is the greatest thing. Love gives. Faith receives. What's the greatest ministry? The ministry of a servant. Praise God. And, beloved, we need to understand that the most important key in the new covenant is the priesthood of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 8 and 1 says, we have such an high priest who is set at the right hand of the throne of the majesty on high. Note the words in verse 1. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. In other words, the total, the main point of what the Holy Spirit is making. We now have a high priest. You know, some things are so obvious, we miss them. We are in him. Hebrews 3 and 1 says, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Note the importance of our profession. Beloved, we need to know that our faith is working all the time. If we meditate and consider the reality of Hebrews, that 8th chapter, verse 1, Christ's priesthood, it can turn some things around in your life right now. You need to look at things. You need to look at your life, look at your environment, look at your situation from a covenant standpoint. And the main point the Holy Spirit through Paul is making is that Jesus is the high priest of our confession or our profession. He is the high priest of what we say. So what have you been saying? Amen. That's the important thing. We need to agree with Scripture. Praise God. Well, as I bring this broadcast to a close, I'd like to make a final announcement regarding some very special services that are going on right now at the Lighthouse Gospel Church, where I and Jim and Debbie Erickson and Pastors Hill and Elena Smith of Duck Valley, Nevada, are ministering. We're believing God for a powerful move of the Spirit. If you should be in that area, Northern California, I invite you to join us. The address of Lighthouse Gospel Church is Highway 96, Shoemaker Road, in Hoopa, on the Hoopa Reservation. The zip code is 95546, and the contact phone number of Pastor Chopsy Moonhorn is area code 530-625-4771. We're in service every night. We started yesterday, May 1st, and continuing today is Friday, May 2nd, also Saturday evening and Sunday evening at 7 p.m. That's Thursday through Sunday this week at the Lighthouse Gospel Church. Praise God. And if you can't join us, of course, please pray that God will move in a mighty way. There's such needs among the Native American people. God's given me a burden for a number of years now, and this is where a good deal of my ministry has been. So thank you for praying. And dear ones, UCM partners, I so bless the Lord for your faithful prayers and partnership. And beloved, if you're a new listener, if you have need of prayer, God has raised up this ministry. He raised up this ministry back in 1965 with my late husband, Reverend Neil Glass, to stand as a partner of prayer with God's people. So I invite you to write. And of course, I pray that you will just continue to be blessed by the word that I share. If you miss a broadcast, just go to unveilchrist.org and you can listen at your convenience at any time. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh.